Center for the Blind in Santa Rosa, and here to talk with us about it is Patricia Jefferson. And Patricia, glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
This was your idea, wasn't it?
It was.
Tell us how it came about.
It was. Well, maybe 3 years ago, I started being interested in labyrinths and walking them and reading about them and the history and all. And I've been working here at Earl Baum Center 18 years. I came bringing my mother as a client in 2000.
And you stayed.
And she's vision impaired. And that's what I do, and that's what we do here. And so I kind of look at everything in that way, and I be walking the labyrinth thinking, our clients wouldn't be able to do this. They wouldn't be able to do it independently.
Yeah, because most of the constraints or the markings around the direction of the labyrinths are generally inset into the ground, or some of them are painted on, right?
Yes.
And so
they're very beautiful. And like Grace Cathedral, it's in the granite on the floor, but it's not visual. And so that started me thinking. And many, you know, years later, and talking to lots of people and finding people to work with me, and it all kind of came together.
Who paid for it?
Private donor.
Excellent. What a wonderful thing that is. And it's, you know, I'm looking at a picture of it right now, Patricia, and it looks quite sizable.
It is. It's 54 feet across at its widest point.
Oh, wow.
And part of that is that we wanted to have 39-inch path so that wheelchairs and walkers and guide dogs and people walking side by side, as well as the cane users, would be able to walk it. And so the basic design is the Baltic wheel, and then I designed the entrance way that leads in so that people can have a right or a left turn, go a short path if that's what they're able to do, and then go a long path if they're not.
And it sounds like, I mean, it looks like something, Patricia, that sighted people would want to utilize too.
It is amazingly visual, and that's the funny thing we were talking about today, is that my idea was to make it so that it was tactile.
Yes.
And people without vision could use it, but it has turned out to be really visual. The concrete pad is a brown color, and the bricks I chose are from a brick company in San Rafael. They're sand mold bricks, and I had these great craftsmen and artists, local people, do the work to build it, and it's just, it is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. So
yeah.
the bricks surrounding the labyrinth are used as guides for the visually impaired, yes?
Well, it's like a curb, an edge on each side of the path, so that if you're using a cane, you go from side to side with your cane, and that tells you where you are in the path.
Very
cool.
And
they're only 4 inches high, so it's not anything people are going to get lost in.
Yeah. It's a very cool idea.
On their side.
I mean, it must be very satisfying for you to see the finished product.
Incredible. I am so filled with joy, I can't tell you.
And this is located within the Earl Baum Center. And Patricia, tell us about the dedication day after tomorrow.
Okay, well, Earl Baum has 17 acres, a lot of this beautiful country property, and the labyrinth is kind of in the center. And the dedication is Friday, September 7th, 3 to 5. And we're going to have people walk out to the labyrinth site. One of the additional parts that you can't see in the photo is that there's a 60-foot redwood bench that is curved that goes along the backside of the labyrinth.
That sounds beautiful.
So we'll have plenty of place for people to sit. We could do workshops and labyrinth facilitator groups and poetry readings and whatnot. So people will be able to sit there. We're going to have the dedication. We're going to have Lars Howitt, who is the labyrinth designer. He's going to talk about Worldwide Labyrinth Day. And Maya Scott, she's a facilitator. She's going to be there, and she's vision impaired. And then we're going to have music and food and beverage. People will be able to walk the labyrinth.
Very cool. That's Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Earl Baum Center, and that is at 4539 Occidental Road in Santa Rosa. Well, it is quite the thing. People will be talking about it for a long time to come. Congratulations.
Well, and you know, the a labyrinth is a symbol of transformation, and that's what Earl Baum Center is.
Very good.
We transform people's lives with sight loss by restoring their confidence and independence, and have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, that's saying something right there. Talk about transformative. Patricia, thanks for being here. Good luck with the labyrinth.
Thank you so much for letting us talk.
Of course. That's Patricia Jefferson with the Earl Baum Center. So the Friday dedication for that labyrinth. It is 9:12 at KSRO.